We're in the middle of Siman Tov, Kuf, Hey, Vav, and we are in the middle of Sif Hey. So, Sif Hey is taking us a while. Talks about a person making a neder not to get hana'a from a shofar. So, let's go through that again quickly. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Ches says, Hamudar hana'a mi shofar. If you take a neder, not to benefit from a shofar, you're still allowed to blow the shofar for a tikiya shel mitzvah. And the girsa is, that we have is litkobo, that's the girsa of the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Tur, we said, that you're allowed to blow. Why are you allowed to blow? You get the hano of doing the mitzvah. Mitzvah is lav lehanos nitnu. Mitzvah is not considered a hano. The Rif and the Balamor, and actually the Shulchan Aruch himself, as the Girsa in the Gemara, Mutter Litzkoa Lo Tekiya Shel Mitzvah. He can fulfill his mitzvah with that shofar, but he himself can't be the one to blow. Someone else must blow for him. Why? So we pointed out because there are some people, the concept of mitzvah, Slav Leharnos Nitnu, allows you to get credit. You know, check, mitzvah, done. And that's not considered, the fulfillment of a mitzvah is not considered a hana. But if the mitzvah itself involves a hana, going into the mikvah, going into the sukkah, going to the mikvah on a boiling hot day, going into the sukkah on a hot day or on a cold day, whatever it is, and it protects you physically, if you have a physical benefit from the mitzvah, so put it on a talus when it's cold out. So if you have a physical benefit from the mitzvah, so then we don't say mitzvah is lav lehanos nitnu, because you're not benefiting from the mitzvah, you're benefiting from the fact that the mitzvah as a physical, material expression, which is benefiting you, and that's still not allowed. In the end, we said, the Mishnah Berurah said that someone else should blow for him, that was the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, and then the Mishnah Berurah said if there's no one to blow for him, then he could blow himself, and then the Mishabura threw in this controversial line, he should only blow 10 tkiyas, tashrat, tashat, tarat. Someone changed the gears to us, and the Kafachayim wants to say he meant 30, but it says 10, so Kanyevsky says maybe you have to change the gears from 10 to 30. So yesterday I said it appears in another place, and I didn't find it. They say it appears in another place. My understanding is it appears the same way. 10 kolos and tashrat, tashat, tarat. So it's a little bit hard to say he didn't mean 10. And he, you know, maybe there's a mistake in the gear. So Rosh Hashanah's approach seems a little bit more fitting, a little bit better. And he says that it's going with the opinion of Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon's opinion, as opposed to the Rambam, is that there is no suffix as to what the real trua is. And all three are valid forms of trua. And when it was instituted to blow tashrat, tashat, tarat, it was more a way of unifying the Jewish people instead of each community doing a different trua. But not that there was a suffix and a doubt as to which is the right trua, and therefore, mi suffix, we have to do all of them. So the Shulchan Aruch passes as a suffix, and we try, you know, generally we do all of them, the bare minimum. Normally, in regular situation, we blow 100 kolos, you don't need 100, you need 30. Fine, that's understood. When you have these extenuating circumstances, so that's how Rav Shlomo Zalman, and I think Rabbi Yashiv also, I saw in one of these Yeshu footnotes somewhere, says that, you see that it seems like the Mishnah Berurah, Bishas Otchak, in a case where blowing kolos is really not so simple, either because you already went Kabbalah Shabbos, or in this case, because you took a neder. So then we go with Rav Haigon and the very bare minimum of Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, of those 10 kolos. Fine. That we did yesterday. Okay, now the Ran brings down the discussion over here, the Ran on the Rif, and he says, when a person says, konam shofar litkioso alai, konam is the lashon of neder against the tkia of the shofar on him, so then he's not allowed to blow the shofar. A neder is chal even on a mitzvah. You can make a neder not to fulfill a mitzvah, and the neder is chal. Then the Ran goes on to explain that as opposed to a shvua. I can't, a shvua, there's a neder, and there's a shvua. I don't know, in English, you know, shvua we call, I guess, a promise, and a neder is a vow, or shvua is a swear. you know, you have to learn through the Masechtos and see exactly the differences. But this is one of the big differences, that a neder is chal on a mitzvah, a shvua is not chal on a mitzvah. If he takes a shvua not to fulfill a mitzvah, he gets makos for the false shvua, and then he has to listen to the shofar.
The action neder is on the object.
The shvua is on the action, neder on the object. Shvua on the action, neder on the object. Now, there's an exception. A shvua doesn't work to you can't take a shvua against the performance of a mitzvah unless you, it's called an issa kolel, unless you include within that shvua other things that are not part of the mitzvah. Like I think, like you take the shvua never to listen to music, to a shofar, ever. So since he's including all the years of the days of the year, which there's no mitzvah, so then, since it's chal on the rest of the year, it's also going to be chal, in that case, on Rosh Hashanah as well. Okay, so now let's see the Shulchan Aruch again. So the first half of the Shulchan Aruch, yesterday, Hamuda Harna Me Shofar, he takes a neder, not to be neder from a shofar. Adam Acher Tokea Bo, right, the Girsa of Tokea Lo, he can't do it himself. Vizay Yotze Idei Chovasa. Okay, so that we discussed Elen Gesser. And we just did a synopsis. Aval, im amar konam litzkiaso alai. He takes a neder against the tkia. Aser litzko bo afil tkia shal mitzvah. Then he can't blow the shofar even for a tkia shal mitzvah. Mishabur sifkatan chav gimel, konam litzkiaso alai. Shalo hizkir hana. He doesn't mention the word hana. He uses the word konam, which is a neder forbidding himself to blow the shofar. Now the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch just says konim litzki also alai. Okay, continues the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nachav Gimel, Verotzel Omar she Omar konim hashofar litzki also alai. It's as if he said what he really wanted to say was konim hashofar litzki also alai. Okay, and that's significant because a tkia is something that doesn't have a mamashis. It doesn't have any substance to it. It's like something that's not really existent for the nether to be chal. A shofar is an object, and the nether can be chal on the object called a shofar. So here it doesn't say the mechaber leaves out the word shofar. Mishmur says he means to say konam al shofar the tkia so alai. Look at the shara tzir on the bottom. Ois man. From the Hamachaber Kitzer Halashim, the Mechaber was used an abridged Halashim. The Ilo Hiske Shem Shofar, because if he doesn't say the word Shofar, Halo Dover Shem Amamish, the Tkia itself is something that does not have substance. And if something does not have substance, the Ein Isuro Elamidur Abana. To take a neder on something that does not have substance is only, the neder is only Chal rabbinically, not biblically. It's only Midur Abana. Now, once a neder is chal midrabanan, basically to uproot a mitzvah minatara, mistavidim ein lo acher itkava. Sounds like he can violate the derabanan to fulfill the daraisa. That's what it sounds like. Okay, now that's discussed in Yeridea, Reish Yud Gimel. Aleph, the whole concept of if there's an object there for the neder to be chal, the neder is chal minatara. The shofar, the neder chal min haTorah. If you leave out the word shofar and you're referring to the tekiya itself, the tekiya is something without substance, and then the neder will only be chal midrabanan. Okay, continues the Mishnah Sifkat Nachav Gimel. Since he wrote lo sha'amar, meaning he's saying the mechaber left out the word shofar, but he meant to put it. Shamar konam hashofar that's kiyoso alive, alkein chayal, therefore the neder is chal. Kevin shepirish lasol atma hashofar that's gobo. Because he explicitly said, even though that important word is left out of the Shulchan Aruch, he said that he asked the blowing of the shofar upon himself. Kamoshe oso atma hatzror lizrogbo. Like a person takes the neder, he asks upon himself, he's not going to throw the rock into the river. Afshe ein lo hana. So, even though I don't benefit from taking a rock and throwing it into the river, the neder is still chal. I can't throw the rock. Amar stam konim shofar alai. But if he stops at Konam Shofar Lai, Mutu Litko Botkiya Shel Mitzvah. That will be okay. Stam Konam Shofar Lai as opposed to Konam HaShofar Litkiyaso Lai. Why? Because then maybe you're asking the Hana of the Shofar and then the Tkiyah doesn't count as the Hana of the Shofar. That wasn't clear to me. Okay, Sifkot Chavdalit, also the Tkoa. Even if he specified in his neder, he's not going to do a tzkiya shal mitzvah. B'neder, the reason is the nedarim iser chefzuhu. A neder is an iser chefzuh. Ikumatzai pointed out. The chal afilu al dvar mitzvah. And it's chal even on a dvar mitzvah. Okay, that is spelled out in Yoredea. Siman reish tes vav. V'afilu shmoa tzkiya shofa me'acher. Gam kein bechlal iserzeh. He can't even hear the shofar from somebody else. The Sharatian ois mevhei says kein mashen reshulchan aruch. Why? Because the beginning of the shulchan aruch said when he's not allowed to blow, but he's allowed to listen to someone else. So that's what it says in the shulchan aruch. Adam achet tokeabo v'zeh yotzei chavaso. In the seifa, the end of the shulchan aruch, he just says aser. He doesn't say someone else can do it for him. Sounds like no one else could do it for him either. Veda. The Yesh Poskim Shirotu Lomar She'ein Chal HaNedir Elim Kein Asar HaShofar Alav. The Poskim that I want to say is only if he asered the Shofar upon himself. Kugon She'amar Shofar Alai Bekonam Litzkobo. The Shofar is Asar upon me to blow. Aval Ba'asar Alav HaTzkiyah, but if he only asers upon himself the Tzkiyah, Kugon She'amar Tzkiyah Shofar Alai Bekonam Enochal, that Tzkiyah Ein Bo Mamash. So that gets to it. If you're talking about the Shofar has Mamoshus. So then the neder is going to be chal minatar. If you're dealing with a tkiya, the tkiya has no mamashir, so it's not chal minatar. We'll see in a minute, it's only chal minatar. When the darim ain chal adavish ain bo mamish, it's not chal on something the ain bo mamish. Although no common posting sovereign, shachal apazet, some posting going to say it's chal even on that. Kemashal koponim, his kemenijo chelza, stomach the melsa kavanoso, lesar hachefetz, alav. So this is a machoikas machabarama in Yeredea, reish yud gimel. When he says he mentions Tzkiya Shofar Alai Bekonam. So, Tzkiya Shofar Alai Bekonam, on the one hand, is the Tzkiya. But the fact that he mentions the Shofar, even though the Ikir is not the Shofar, the Ikir is the Tzkiya, so that's Machlokes Mechaber Ramah, since he mentioned the Shofar, it's going to be even Bichal Minatov. Because he mentioned the chepetz, even though he's really referring to the tkiyah, which does not have mamasha. But since he mentioned the shofar, that's enough, according to some poskim. Again, that's a machlokes machaber Ramah, and you're there, reish yud gimel. The chol zeh, the inyan issa Torah. This is all discussion about the neder being chal on a Torah level. About midrabanan, ike issa b'chol gavne, but midrabanan is going to be also regardless. Over there in Yeredea, Simin Reishi Gimel. The Alkin also Tzkobo Kodesh Yatir and Eder Yesel Taras Adarim in order to blow the shofar. And before he's proposing, the calls of an Eder. This is when dealing with an Eder. About Bishvua, when you're dealing with a Shvua, Ein the Yochel Avkias Atom Mitzvah Tzkiyah Shofar. A Shvua, you can't take a Shvua not to fulfill Mitzvah Shofar. The Mushba V'Omen V'Harsina L'Kayim Mitzvah Satara, we all stood at Mount Sinai. We all also have Sinai and took a Shavua to keep all the mitzvahs all the time. So now you can't go make a new Shavua that undoes the previous Shavua that you're not going to fulfill a mitzvah. In law, unless, like you said before, Shekolal, it's a Mr. Koilo. Shekolal b'Shavuaso, Lesser Asma b'Shavuas, Kol Tekiya. He takes upon himself a Shavua never to listen to the shofar all year round. 365 days a year, or 354 days a year, or 384 days a year, whatever the days of the year are. The mashma fib tkiya shel rishus. So once he takes a neder that includes even optional tkiyas all year round, uvezechal shvuah so bekoilol leesor gam b'shal mitzvah. So then the shvuah will be chal even on the mitzvah, and then v'yishtadil lahatir shvuah, so you should try to be matir shvuah. Oh, one point. Let's finish up and then remind me. We did not look at. There's an interesting Dirshu footnote 31 that we didn't talk about yesterday, but we'll mention that. Okay, let's just finish up. Continues the Mishabura Sivkata and Chavdalir on the next page, third line. Vafilo Gabe Nidarin, even by Nedim, also Atmel the Shmoah Shofar Miploini. He takes a Neder not to hear Shofar from Ruvain. So Einu Nifka Bezad and Mrs. Kiyah Shofar. That doesn't get him off the hook for Mrs. Shofar. The Tchachlavaki, he still asks Ruvain. So he doesn't like the Baal Tukei in his shul, takes it neither not to listen to Shofar from Ruvain. So he has to go to Shiva, a different shul, and listen to Shiva from Shofar. If he doesn't find anyone else, if he has no other choice, he's still stuck. The neder is chal to uproot the mitzvah. He can't listen to Ruvain. And that will be even if he asks himself as a shvua. Why? Shvua is not chal in a mitzvah. Because here he didn't take a shvua not to fulfill the mitzvah. He took a neder or shvua not to fulfill the mitzvah through Ruvain. But there's another a million people in the world that can blow shofar for him. And he didn't take a shvua to uproot the mitzvah, just shvua that does not want to fulfill the mitzvah through Ruvain. She has a shvua with people, hoist the lebatel. What does it mean about the mitzvah? He ain't a shvua, he's a davka. There's no mitzvah to hear from Ruvain over Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisachar. And the Sharatzion points out, Ois Nun, top line Sharatzion, Ois Nun, Mayri, Shiskir, but Ace, another shame, shofar. He had to use the word shofar. He's on Konam Shofar Shaploni, the Tekiyah of Ruvain. He just said, I won't listen to the Tekiyah of Ruvain. So then you're getting back to, it only has no mamashas. And then it will only be in Isser Dera, it will only be Neder, will only be Chal Midrabanan, which makes it lighter. Let's do Sif Vav. Sif Vav is a Braisa in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Zayin. This is one of the most important halachas, I think, in blowing shofar. Even though this is not the halachas of blowing shofar, this is the halachas of the shofar itself. Haya kolo av ma'od. If the sound, I guess he's trying to tell you what kind of shofar is kosher. If the sound of the shofar is a very, very deep sound, odak ma'od, or a very thin sound, very high-pitched sound, kosher. So it doesn't matter what kind of sound this particular shofar makes. Shekol ha-kolos ksherim b'shofar. All kolos are kosher for shofar. Mishuva sifkot ha-chav. Hey, v'odin haya tsarut v'yavesh. Some sort of horsey, dry sound. It doesn't matter what the sound is. Now, Dirshu, footnote 35 over here, points out, and this, what if the sound changes midstream? He starts, he starts in one pitch, and all of a sudden it goes down, or it goes up. And this is not uncommon. So, if it's all one high pitch, or low pitch, or middle pitch, that's fine. Kol HaKol Shem Shofar. But the tekiah is supposed to be one long straight blast. So what happens if it changes in the middle? So the Maharil Diskin did not like such a tekiah, and he called it a do-over. The Dirshu footnote 35 points out that the Maharil Diskin's do-over is a Chumrah Ba'alma. It's a hider mitzvah, and it's not necessary. The tzkiyah is kosher. So Paskins or Shlomo Zalman, or Nissen Karelitz, and they bring down the Chazon Ish and the Stipler. We're not makbid in their shul. Stama Chazon Ish was the makri, and if the tzkiyah changes pitches in the middle, he held that that was okay, and there was no need to be chayzer. That is the Machmir on the sugi is the Maharil Diskin, but the post game do not go with the Maharil Diskin. Okay, let's just look back at Dirshu, for those who have a Dirshu Mishabura. Dirshu footnote 31 discusses the concept of Mitzvah Slav Lehanus Nitnu. It's very short, just a short idea. I just found it interesting because I never thought of it before. So we have a concept of Mitzvah Slav Lehanus Nitnu. That's why the Shofar Shel Avodah Zarah, you could blow, even though you're not going to be nana from it in certain cases. And that's why in the case of here of a neder, someone else can blow shofar for you. Mitzvah slav lehanos ninu. The fact that you fulfill a mitzvah is not considered a hana. Okay. Is that a rule by Mitzvah Doraisa or even by Mitzvah Dirabanan? So it's for sure a mitzvah rule by Mitzvah Doraisa. Will that even be relevant to mitzvah derabanan? What we say is mitzvah derabanan is also lav lehanos minu. So since it's not pointed out, the issue wants to be medayik in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, when I blow a shofar, first of all, the second day is derabanan. No, maybe he's not referring to the second day. When we blow shofar, at least the last 70 kolos are derabanan. Let's say you need min haTorah all 30 to fulfill your mitzvah d'oraisa, which is the pashup shot against that controversial Mishnah Berurah that we saw today and yesterday. I'm blowing 70 more kolos midrabanan. I mean, I don't even know it's midrabanan. It's mitzad minog. It's even less than midrabanan. Whatever, 30 and 30. 60, first 30, d'oraisa. He is the umad, the ones he blows their chazar sashats, we can call that the rabbanan. The ones afterwards, I don't even know if you call it the rabbanan. I would call it, it's more like a minute. But here it brings down from the Ran, Shegam b'mitzvahs the rabbanan, ne'amar hadin she'mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. This rule of mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu is for mitzvahs d'oraisa and for mitzvahs the rabbanan. Then he points out, however, it's not like the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor holds that the concept of mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu is only by mitzvahs d'oraisa and not by mitzvahs d'rabbanan. The issue wants you to die from the Mishnah Berurah. It holds like the Ram that it's relevant for mitzvahs d'oraisa and d'rabbanan lav lehanos nitnu. So that's Tav Kuf Pei Vav Hey and Vav.